Alrighty, good night, everyone. Good night, good night. It is an incredible source, Baruch Hashem, to be able to welcome everyone here to the Sukkah. Baruch Hashem, an incredible source to be able to share a little bit of Simchas Yom Tov together. On one hand, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, of course, calls is an incredible opportunity for Simcha, but at the same time, also acutely reminds us of that which we lack. And although it's beautiful, Baruch Hashem, to be here together in our sukkah, in our parking lot, across from our new Mikdash Ma'at that is in the process of being built, all of it is but a stopgap to what we truly yearn and what we truly pine for. And that's a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. That's an opportunity to celebrate the Simchas Beis HaShoeva as the Gemara describes it. And I want to share with you two passages in the Gemara. The Gemara first, on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph in Maseches Sukkah, discusses the process of Nisuch HaMayim. Remember, again, every single morning of Sukkis, together with the Karban Tamid, they would do something incredibly unique. They would pour water on the Mizbeach. At no other time over the course of the year is water poured, it's always wine. Sukkis is unique. Nisuch HaMayim, the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah says, why water? Why water? Because ultimately, B'chag Nidonin Alamayim. On Sukkis, we are judged for the amount of rainfall that's going to come over the course of the year. Nisuch HaMayim is not just a libation, it's not just an offering, but it's a tefillah. In fact, I spoke to my daughter, who's in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. She told me that yesterday it rained in Yerushalayim. It rained in Yerushalayim. Very early for rain in Yerushalayim. But it rained nevertheless. See, the power of Nisuch HaMayim is even if you don't do it, but you yearn for it, ultimately it causes incredible results as well. So the Mishnah describes the incredible process of Nisuch HaMayim. Talks about the utensils that they used, the process that they used to go ahead and draw the water. They would go down to the Shiloach spring. If anyone has ever done the Ir Dovid, the City of David tours, the water tunnels you walk through, that's fed by the Shiloach spring. They would go down, if you could imagine, from the Beis HaMikdash into what we know now as Ir Dovid, draw the water from the Shiloach spring. And the Mishnah says they would go ahead and take a tzluchis shalzav, a golden pitcher. And again, they transfer the water to different utensils. And the Kohen who drew the lot, the Kohen who was privileged to bring the Karban Tamid, or part of the Karban Tamid, he was zocha to pour that water on the Mizbeach. In Chevra, that's what happened every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what will happen in Meretz Hashem Bekarov, and the third Beis HaMikdash from here, Rabbi Yameinu. But then the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph discusses the incredible Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says on Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, Misha lo ra'a simchas Beis HaShoeva, lo ra'a simcha miyamav. Whoever has not had the opportunity to see the beautiful celebration of the Beis HaMikdash that occurred every single day in the Mikdash, somehow celebrating the Nisuch HaMayim, has never seen Simcha in his or her life. There was nothing like it. And the Mishnah describes in incredible detail about where everyone gathered. And the Gemara itself is filled with stories. We can learn this whole sugya together, which we won't. But the Gemara discusses again how the great Rabbanim would be juggling fire. They wouldn't sleep the entire Cholamayit. Such celebration. Such celebration. But the question is obvious, Chavra. The question is obvious. Nisuch HaMayim, the water libation, as beautiful as it is, why is it such a cause for Simcha? Like the Gemara says, can you imagine Mishalo Ra'a Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Someone who has not seen the Simchas Beis HaShoeva has never seen Simcha in his life. In his life. What's so great about that simcha? What's so great about that celebration? Sechar, I'll take you back to Sefer Bereishis. Torah Kedosha says that the Ribbono Shel Olam created something called the Rakia. And what's the job of the Rakia?
Sky divider.
Sky divider. Good.
I listen.
Listen. The Rakia is Lahavdil Bein Mayim Lemayim. See, Chevra, we know originally the world was water. Reishis bara Elokim es haShamayim ve'es haAretz. VaAretz haYisa Sohu vaRohu. Ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei haMayim. Everything was water. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam created a Rakia, a sky divider. Lahavdil Bein Mayim Elyonim Lemayim Tachtonim. There are upper waters and there are earthly waters. But there's a division between the two. The earthly waters, no matter how badly they try, cannot become celestial waters. And the Medrash relates that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Rakia, the Mayim Tachtonim, the lower waters, complained. They said, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not right. Before you created the Rakia, we too were able to be part of the celestial waters. And now you have forever confined and consigned us to be earthly waters, separate and distinct from Shamayim. Separate and distinct from you. The earthly waters were hurt. The earthly waters were upset. Ritzoneinu liros es malkeinu. We also want to be up in the celestial sphere. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, beloved waters, don't worry. You'll also have the opportunity to actualize your potential. When? Through Nisuch HaMayim. Sichavra, every year, when we take earthly water and we pour it on the Mizbeach, what we are doing is taking that which is part of this earth and reuniting it with Shamayim. The pouring of the water on the Mizbeach is not simply a tefillah for rain. The pouring of the water of the Mizbeach is taking something that was once part of Shamayim, was then cast down, and reconnecting it to its original source. And now we can understand the great simcha of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Because you see, dear Chavra, how many of us see ourselves in that water? Once upon a time, I was so holy. Once upon a time, I was so pure. I was so pristine. Once upon a time, I was living the type of life I should live, doing the kind of things I should do. I made mistakes, I made wrong turns, I made bad decisions, and I find myself in a compromised state. And I find myself, kiviyachol, on the wrong side of the Rakia. I'm stuck on the bottom side of the Rakia, cast away from Shamayim, cast away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So comes Sukkos, when we take earthly waters, pour it on the Mizbeach, and reunite it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what the message is? If the waters could find their way back to Shamayim, then so can I. If the waters, which were cast down by the Ribbono Shel Olam, could find their way back to their celestial source, then I, who has a neshama, then I, who is created with Tzelem Elokim, could make my way home back as well. However, I think that's the simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Do you want to know why there was such celebration in the Beis HaMikdash? Do you want to know why the greatest of Rabbanim were partying for literally days on end? Because when you see something that was cast away, reunited with the source of holiness, that gives you the most incredible amount of personal chizuk as well. If the waters can make it back home, then I could certainly make it back home as well. Mishalo ra'a simchas besa shoeva, lo ra'a simcha miyamav. Because, however, the greatest simcha in the world is the simcha of knowing that you can always make your way back to the Ribono Shel Olam. So as we enter into these last days of Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, days, you know, people think that after Yom Kippur, it's kind of like on the downward trajectory of Ruchnius. But of course, you know, that's not true. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they're tshuva meira, tshuva motivated out of a fear. Sukkis, Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, it's tshuva me'ava. It's a tshuva that comes from knowing, no matter how far I have strayed, I can always make my way back home. Just as the water is poured on the Mizbeach, and through that ascends heavenward, so too, I can find my path back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So we should be Zilcha Mi'artz Hashem, as we gather in this beautiful Sukkah, on this beautiful night, as part of this beautiful Kehillah, a little slice of the beautiful nation we call Am Yisrael. We should get chizuk. We should get chizuk. Draw inspiration from the water. We veer, we get lost, we make wrong turns. But nothing ever keeps me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May each of us be zilcha mi'artz Hashem to find our way back to Shamayim. May each of us be zocha to find our way back to the Ribono Shel Olam. In the zuchus of each of us finding our way to Shamayim, may we be zocha mi'artz Hashem that Shamayim will find its way back to us. And halavai, in the course of this journey of us running to Hashem and the Ribono Shel Olam running towards us, may we be zocha mi'artz Hashem to meet in the middle. The middle being Eretz Yisrael, the middle being Yerushalayim, the middle being Har HaBayis, the middle meeting point between the Shechinah and Am Yisrael. Maybe Zilcha Mi'artz Hashem that it should be the Bayis Shlishi, with the Geula, with the Mashiach, with all of Am Yisrael together in Achdos, in Ava Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. B'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen. I'm just adding the cherry.
Waters can come back.
Yeah, the waters are saying, Yashu, Yashu. Yashu, Yashu.